saying that they recently updated my status.
For what?
Hey, and thanks for calling customer service. My name is Marcel. How can I assist you?
Hey, Marcel.
Hey, how are you?
We've got a charge on here that we don't know what it's for. We don't think it's for us.
All right, so I'll be happy to look into that for you.
Okay.
Let me see if I can find an account. What's your zip code?
Well, crud. 38619.
19, all right. Let me get that first and last name.
Mark Long.
All right, good deal, good deal. And for security reasons, let me get that shipping address.
Mark, what's the address?
Oh,
1647. Hammond
Hill Road.
Hammond Hill Road.
Como, Mississippi.
Como, Mississippi. Yeah.
That's it, that's it. Perfect, perfect. All right, so let's see what we have here. All right. Let me go down a little further. Okay. So, 41. Let's see what we have.
It's $49.97.
All right. So it looks like there was an initial 747 for an Ultra Bar, or the chance to win this Ultra Bar. So basically what it is you entered this sweepstakes drawing where you will be charged the $50 to be a member of this online discount shopping store where you can get other things like the Ultra Bar for like 50% off, 75% off with a $125 voucher monthly. So that's where you see that charge coming into play. That's the monthly subscription to that store. That online store.
We don't recall doing that.
All right. You don't recall doing that for the Ultra Bar and for the foot massager?
I don't know what an Ultra Bar is.
Okay. Yeah, I have one for an Ultra Bar and one for a foot massager. Uh-huh.
No.
And you don't recall either of those?
No.
No? Okay. All right. No problem. No problem. Give me 1 second here. Give me 1 second. Let me make some notations to your account. So you or anyone in your household, no one could have done this, correct?
That's correct.
All right. So here, this is what I'm going to go ahead and do. I'm going to go ahead and notate the account. Go ahead and get it canceled out for you. But I do want to make sure that no one is using your card without your knowledge. So I would like to send you over to our fraud department.
No, we've had like 7 or 8 things. We've canceled that card because we were having to go through here and call all these people.
All right, so you already canceled the card?
Yes.
Okay. All right. All right, well then, yes, I will go ahead and make sure that this account is completely closed. You won't have to worry about that anymore. By the time I come back, I'll have your cancellation number ready for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, give me 1 second. All right, ma'am, are you ready for that cancellation number?
Yes.
All right, so it's going to be C as in Charlie or C as in cancel, rather. 258-953-574. It's going to be your cancellation number, okay?
Okay.
Do you need me to repeat it or you got it?
I think I've got it. I'll do it. C258953574.
Perfect. That's it. That's it. All right. So, yes, ma'am, this account is completely closed and you have nothing further to worry about, okay?
Is there any chance of getting any of this money refunded?
Let me see here. Now, that is where I would have to send you over to the fraud department for the simple fact that you don't remember doing any of this. So at that point, it's a bit beyond and above me. So if you give me a moment, I can get you sent over there, okay?
Okay.
All right, give me 1 second. Okay. Go.
Huh?
Yes, ma'am. What was that?
Nothing. I was talking to him. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, you're fine. You're okay. All right. Let's go here. Bonk. And
what's that, Mark? What's your phone doing?
And
notifications. Oh, okay. Well, good. We're going to print those out. I got to get some paper.
And here. And all right, so there'll be a brief moment of silence. That's going to be your transfer, okay? But just don't hang up because we do want to see what all we can do for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yes, no problem at all. I want to thank you again for calling in the customer service, okay? All right.